things as best I can. But I don't know, things can get a little bit sloppy. If you're doing any traveling up north, once you get a couple of counties up into Wisconsin, portions of Minnesota, southeast Minnesota, they do have a winter weather advisory, and they're looking for about 3 to 5. Not here, though. I will say that. We might see some flakes in the area, but our accumulations are going to be low unless this thing shifts. But we're getting really close to it having to shift, and it hasn't yet, so there. Into clouds, 28 right now, 44 later on. 40 tomorrow, could be some mixed precipitation in the overnight before we get to Friday morning. And some of that could be on again, off again all day. It all gets out of here in the overnight somehow. Gives us sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 41. Then on Sunday, what do we got going on? Back to clouds and 45. So there we go. With us in studio this morning, familiar face, familiar voice, and good to see our friend Kim Ewaldson again. Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's so nice to see you.
It's been a while. My goodness.
It's been a minute, yeah.
It's been a minute, as they like to say. Yeah, we used to check in on the phone, but I mentioned that I'm glad I have two hat racks out there because you filled them up and you got so many things going on.
You know, variety is what keeps you young, right? Flexibility keeps you moving, so it keeps me happy.
And I'm going to leave the question out there, what do you do in your spare time, totally out of the picture, since I know better.
Yeah, that's filled with, marriage, two kids, all their activities. Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yes, I do. Well, hey, yesterday I brought this up because it was a small business development center's day. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, you know, it's the day we recognize it, but sometimes the importance of that gets lost. And besides all the other things you do, which we'll get to later on, you have a great position out there at our very own Sauk Valley Community College.
I do. So, you know, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to join the college a few years ago and just love the environment. And there I do a dabble in a few things. So economic development, donor relations for the foundation, as well as supervise the Small Business Development Center at the college, which we are so fortunate to have here at our college.
And let's see, how long have you been over there? Let me think here, about
5 years, wow. I think, in the fall.
My goodness.
Time flies.
Wow. So small business development centers, what's their exact function, Kim?
So the Small Business Development Center Network is across the country. There's about 1,000 centers in the U.S. There's probably close to 45 in Illinois. A lot of them are housed at community colleges. And our role is sort of to, I like to say, if I'm doing a presentation, we're your bonus employee or your person you don't have to pay for advice. So we will advise any small business in our region for anything they need. So if it's before they know what they want to do, maybe they have an idea, they come to us and we talk about, is this something that you want to do full-time or is it a hobby? Then we may talk about what licenses do you need? What do you need to do with the state? So we'll help you get your state and federal tax information set up. All those are at no cost to our clients. We can help you come up with a name, logos, websites, marketing plans, business plans, which probably is what we're most known for, because you go in to get a loan for your small business and your lender is probably going to recommend or ask for a business plan. So that's something that we do every day for our clients around the Sauk Valley. And then if people are looking to expand, we work with that. And even over the course of the last probably 2 years, we've had a few more people realize that we do some exit strategies. So if somebody's looking to sell, retire, what do they do and where do they go? What's the first step? So everything in between. And if you asked, like, what's a normal day, I don't know that any one of us could tell you.
Right.
Because it changes. About the time you think you have something figured out, there's always a monkey wrench that makes you do a little more research.
Right. Well, I know I think we're still in recovery mode from that thing that we had to deal with for 2.5 years, which I'm not even going to, honor it with a name. But that was a little bit difficult. A huge impact. How are we doing coming out of that?
I think, recovery is going to be for a while still. I think certain industries have fared better than others in coming back. And I think, you know, small businesses are resilient. They always have been. And the one thing that we at the SBDC always like to tell our clients is that you need to be flexible, right? And you need to prepare. So the businesses that were able to pivot very quickly during that thing we're not going to mention, you know, they're the ones that really kind of came out ahead of time or reinvented themselves. So, you know, even now we have some folks that I spoke about 4 months ago somewhere, and somebody came up to me afterward and said, I've been in business for like 23 years. I feel like maybe I should use you, but I don't know for what. And I'm like, well, we're, you know, post that thing. So do you need a business refresh? Like, just come in and talk to us and we'll kind of look at your expenses and say, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And so that's another aspect I think that is really important for some of our established businesses to think about using us for. Like, you know, it's, and sometimes we have, if we don't know the answer, we have a network of folks in the state that we can go to and ask. But I think it's good because sometimes we've been through certain things with other clients or we've learned things. So we can say, well, hey, have you thought about this? Mm. Or, you know, what about if you get rid of this service, but do this one and then you can charge X money. And so there's more revenue coming in. So it's all of those. It's kind of like a big, you don't want to say monopoly game, but it kind of is, like, to try to help them understand what they're doing and put the best opportunity for them to be super successful in our region as possible.
Well, when you came in contact with this particular business owner and you're out on these presentations, how do those come about? Does an organization contact you, or do you say, hey, I'm available, you know, if you need to have somebody come speak?
Yeah, it's a little of both. So for some organizations, we have some financial partners that support us. We're supported through the Small Business Administration, through the Department of Commerce at the state of Illinois, through the college, through local match partners. So some of our lenders, financial partners, counties, and even cities have supported us. So sometimes it's them. Sometimes our partners will say, hey, I'm going to do a boot camp for businesses. Could you come in and present one piece of it? So you're going to talk about what the Small Business Center is doing or what it's there for and give some examples. You know, we can have a rotary call and say, we need a presentation, and we just do that. This is what we've done.
Right.
You know, we serviced 200 clients over the last year, you know, 19 businesses, new jobs started, you know, 34 businesses, 34 jobs retained. To be honest, last year, our center helped our businesses generate about $4 million in extra economic impact just by clients coming in. So I think it's a variety, and a lot of it is truly word of mouth.
Do you not have a close association with Area Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I suspect it.
Absolutely. So that background and training I have in nonprofit work comes in handy a lot.
Right.
So we work with chambers, Main Street organizations, economic development groups, and it's really just us getting the word out. So during the pandemic, which I said that word, you know, the state decided that because there were SBDCs around the state, we were the ones that they were going to try to deploy a lot of the grant information through.
Okay.
So we've even helped, you know, clients submit grant applications or, you know, stuff for federal leave funds. And so that sort of always continues. And we want them to understand that, you know, we don't replace your attorney, your accountant, your insurance agent, but we help you figure out the correct questions to ask when you go. And so I think that's the fun part, is kind of, it truly is watching babies grow up, because you say, well, this was an idea. And then, wow, you get to see the doors open and how people can put together. And now we're seeing more with funding. We're seeing a lot of our lending partners work with us really closely in terms of, you know, how do we make this loan work? If somebody comes to the bank and says, let's do a loan. So we put all of our effort into the business plan, but then there's other programs with the state that we can access and do. And so it's fun to see some of our other business community partners getting involved in these projects and saying, gosh, we'd really love to see that work. What if we do this? And what if we pull in this partner here? And suddenly it's a package, and that makes it work, and doors can open. So I think that's the really fun part. It truly is a community effort that we're kind of trying to help support.
Yeah, you brought up grant applications. Now, that's just not a piece of paper you put your name, address, and phone number on. There's a little more to it than that. Some of those can be rather lengthy.
There is. And, you know, some of the, I think the struggle for us is sometimes the requirements change. Mm. So when they roll the program out, it might be one set that everybody gets comfortable with doing. And then they come to us and we're like, oh, but by the way, now there's this addition. And I think one of the fun things that we're realizing, again, it's a community effort. Like somebody came to us and they're like, well, we don't even know where we have that. Mm-hmm. Like, what about the bank? Call your lender. Did you maybe by chance, just on a whim, give them that piece of paper when you were, you know, signing on your loan with them?
Wow.
Called back 2 days later, they had it. We didn't know how they were going to find it otherwise.
Right.
And because they were able to find that, they could actually apply for that grant. So, I mean, it's things like that that you just, it's amazing. We get into zoning stuff sometimes. You know, people sometimes forget if you're in the county that you still have rules, like if you're outside of a specific municipality. So that can be fun conversations.
Wow. So out at the college, is it just you? Do you have a staff? And what department do you involve and encompass out there?
So we are under advancement, so under the leadership of Dr. Lori Cortez and all of her groups. So we're just one division with community business and community education, marketing, and the impact team.
She's a rough person to work with.
Oh, she's awesome, isn't she? A lot of enthusiasm, that is for sure.
I love the doc.
And so we have an amazing staff. Justin Bergman has been there the longest. He is our official center director. He's also a certified QuickBooks specialist on staff. So for anybody that's out there that might have QuickBooks questions, you can sign up as a client. We can help you work through those. We have Pam Klodfelter, who is with us, joined us during the pandemic because of some CARES funds we were able to access to support some additional staff at the center. So those are our two primary advisors. And then we also have Nancy Schaefer, who is our administrative assistant, and we like to call her our triage specialist. So she's the one, you know, if you send in your email, she's the one that calls you and gets a little more information out of you as to really what you need. So we can best put you with the advisor that matches up correctly with maybe your interests, but also your needs, because we have a variety of expertise in the office that we work with.
Wow. And okay, so somebody does contact. Is there any cost involved?
There is not. Thanks to the generous gifts that some of our financial partners are making, our communities, our counties, our banks, there is not, and the college, of course. So it's confidential and no cost. Those are the two things we like to remind everybody. You know, and even if it's just one shot, one question, that's great. But we'd love to sort of keep tabs on you throughout the life of your business and help you grow and all those sorts of fun things.
Once again, Kim Ewaldson with us, wearing the hat for small business development centers. Let's see, what was I going to ask? Oh, yeah, one thing, you know, Sauk Valley Community College, of all the things that are available for education, not only for those just out of high school, but adults, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Impact Program as well.
We do, and before I forget, this morning, to celebrate SBDC Day, we do have a coffee meet-and-greet open house from 10 to 11:30 at the college in the Riverview Conference Center, which is the big one in the center of college. So if you're available this morning, come out and learn a little bit more. But Impact is an amazing program. So our Impact Program is for high school students. Current eighth graders really can sign up. And, you know, as a mom of an eighth grader, I like to tell all my friends, there's really no reason why you shouldn't be signing your child up for this.
Right.
So the students volunteer for 25 hours each year of high school. And then they earn up to 3 years tuition and fees at the college. And there's ways to stack it if you're a Sauk scholar or if you're, you know, an academy student. But I think you have a limited time after high school to start that. So if you have a dream of going on an athletic scholarship to the University of Iowa, right, you can still do that if you're offered that. You can take and use these funds for summer classes or online classes. So those hours that you earn will still help offset your overall college debt. And we like to say that our impact students, if you are truly an impact student, if you're getting a certificate, if you're getting a two-year degree, regardless of where you come out at, you're probably about $30,000 to $40,000 less educational debt than your peers. And it's benefiting nonprofits, it's benefiting our communities, kids are learning relationships with other adults. And so we're starting to see that. And even now I'm doing a few things on the career side, which are fun. So we're going to be piloting, because I have a great relationship, obviously, with my kids' school. So we're going to try a little bit of a mini pilot, hopefully after spring break, and get some career folks in to talk once a week to our kids about what careers are actually out there and available. So that's all part of the dream of impact, as well as making sure kids know that if you want to be a Fortune 500 CEO or CFO, you can do that right here.
Wow. So if anybody has any questions or wants to get in contact, maybe to get you on a speaking engagement or connect with some of your staff or your triage person, what's the best thing to do, Kim?
The best thing to do is probably just to drop me an email or give me a call, 815-600-6267, and I will put you with who you need to be with. And again, for the parents of all eighth graders that might be listening, April 1 is your sign-up date for Impact and Riverview this morning at 10 o'clock.
Yes, absolutely. And I will say, I call you a familiar voice because, well, you have a history here on the station and you still have your radio voice.
I do. I was at the studio with Kathy Wagner, Kathy Verhulst, and Jim Spencer, Brian Zishi in 2000 and something. How about we leave it at that?
Wow.
In college and a little bit afterwards. So, yeah, it's been a fun place. I love the station, love this community support right. That the station has always had. It's amazing.
And I was kind of glad to leave the warehouse out there in the cornfield and get back down here because we're a block and a half from where the station started 75 years ago.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back downtown.
Yeah, I like it. Well, okay, there's one hat. A quick review of all the other hats you're wearing currently, and then we'll let you go.
Economic development, not making deals, but really supporting all of the other economic development folks in the region, and just making sure they're aware of certain policies that we have at the college that they can utilize when they are, like, trying to talk to folks. The college does an amazing job at customized training. So, again, just talking to folks, maybe working with some of our local economic development professionals on a variety of issues they have and how we can support them through different avenues at the college. And then also donor relations with Dr. Cortez and just working on funding that impact program. So we're, in the middle of a campaign and we are going to kick off another community challenge in a few weeks and hopefully more than yet later this year. So if anybody's interested in learning more about how to give to Impact or to the foundation and many of its scholarship programs for existing students as well, please feel free to reach out as well.
Right. I always one of the things I always like to say is go to svcc.edu/, and you'll find everything.
You will. It's literally at your fingertips. So I think that's the thing we just want everybody to remember is whatever you do, think going to the college first and that website, because we can hook you up with whoever you need to be matched up with in the community.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, always good to see you, and good to see you again. It's been a while, and certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you. We appreciate yours.